How do, paranormal people? Welcome to the Raven's Newark for another Ghost Encounters podcast show. There we go. You love that, don't you? So, anyway.
You said that all in one go with a massive smile.
The intro, I'm going to try and do a different intro every week.
Excellent.
Tonight, what we're doing, we've got a full house, everybody. All four of us are here. Nick, Faye and Mike.
Nick.
Yeah. I think that's the way the show will be tonight. So, who's got a topic?
Marie.
Straight in, Marie.
Okay. I've just got something to read out that we might find a bit interesting, and we can have a little Q&A session afterwards, yes, if you like. So I am reading this, so my eyesight's not great, so bear with. So, gentleman named Stan Romanek.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's the man.
He was just an average guy, and he lived in Colorado. And then he had an experience that changed his life forever. So back in 2000, him and his family began noticing strange things happening around their home. They'd hear strange noises, see lights in the sky, and occasionally they'd catch glimpses of strange figures lurking around the property. At first they tried to explain these experiences away as nothing more than maybe their imaginations. However, things became increasingly strange and terrifying when Stan began to experience what he believed were abductions by extraterrestrial beings.
Oh.
So Stan started to document his experiences and soon became well known in the UFO community. He claimed to have had dozens of encounters with these beings, and he even captured some of them on video. The video showed strange creatures moving around his bedroom and even communicating with him telepathically.
Okay.
As Stan's experiences got around and started to spread, he became a controversial figure. Some people believed him, while others dismissed him as a hoaxer looking for attention. Regardless, Stan continued to share his story and even wrote a book about his experiences, which is called Messages. In 2003, he released a video of what he claimed to be a UFO hovering over his backyard in Nebraska. The video gained national attention and sparked Romanek's interest in the UFO phenomenon. In 2008, he released another video, this time claiming to show an alien peeking into his window. This video also garnered significant attention and furthered his reputation as a UFO enthusiast. Over the years, he's claimed to have had numerous encounters with these beings, including abductions and telepathic communications. In 2013, a documentary film titled Extraordinary, The Stan Romanek Story, was released, which chronicled his experiences and the impact they had on his life. In 2014, he was arrested and charged with possession and distribution of child pornography. He was convicted in 2017 and sentenced to 2 years in prison. However, his story took a turn for the worse when he was accused of possessing child pornography. He was arrested and charged, and the trial was highly publicised, and it was revealed that the evidence against him was quite damning. He was ultimately found guilty and he got sentenced to 2 years in prison. This case was a shock to many of his supporters. Have I just repeated that twice?
Yeah, it's fine though.
Sorry, that's my eyesight. The case was a shock to many of his supporters in the UFO community, who believed he'd been targeted because of his experiences. Others believed that he was simply a disturbed individual. He'd taken things too far. Regardless of what people believe, Stan's story continues to be a subject of debate and discussion in the UFO community. His videos and experiences have been analysed by experts, and many still believe that there is something to his claims. Despite his legal troubles, Stan continues to share his story and has even spoken publicly about his experiences in prison. He claims he was targeted by authorities because of what he knew about extraterrestrial life, and he continues to be watched closely by those who want to silence him. In the end, Stan Romanek's story is one of intrigue, controversy, and tragedy. Whether or not one believes in his claims, it's clear that his experiences has left a lasting impact on him and the people around him.
Is he still alive then?
Yeah. So thank you for that.
Yes, thank you, Marie.
And it's you just not your eyesight. I put it in there twice.
Oh, just making me look bad then.
Yeah, okay. But I know next scene. Have you seen it?
No.
It's worth a watch. Like where you mentioned the
extraordinary that one.
Yeah, where you mentioned the beans he's caught on camera. They're very suspicious. I don't know. I quite believe him, but I don't believe because
it's actual the actual film or documentary, whatever you want to call it, is there's a lot of real footage. It's all real footage.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
and but like whether he's fake the real footage, but it is actually camcorder footage.
Something comes up to his either his window or his back door, doesn't it?
Yeah,
he lives in like a trailer room, you know.
It looks like a grey alien.
Is it?
Yeah, it looks like a grey alien. But he's had. It's great. If you haven't seen it, it's worth a watch.
Do
you?
Got a bit of acid.
Yeah, no, it's definitely worth a watch if you haven't seen it.
What was the other one that's very similar to the other one? What was the other documentary that we watched? The other guy that had lots of visitations.
Oh, that's not long ago. Whitley Strieber.
That's the one.
Yeah. Communion.
I've watched that one. Yeah.
But he's had some strange things. Where if it's some of it's true, because he said that a craft landed in his back garden and burnt the side of his house, and then somebody come along while he was out and repainted the side of his house to get rid of the evidence of this burning on the side of his house. But in the film, in the documentary, he actually got recordings of him, because apparently he's got star seeds with kids with these extraterrestrials, apparently. And he's got phone calls of him talking to them over the telephone.
Is he saying these accusations of child pornography were set up and planted because
try and silence him?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Everything he came forward with somebody tried to get rid of that evidence. Somebody, obviously the government, if you can believe
it. Why is it they don't want us to do you know what I mean? What on earth do they think?
I think originally they were scared of people just going mental and rioting, and because it's been panic, hasn't it, with a lot of people. Mm. Not everybody's as mad as us and would welcome it. A lot of people would be that scared, they'd be panicking, wouldn't they?
I don't suppose we know what. There must be different types of aliens, like there are good ones, bad ones. I don't suppose you know what you're going to get, do you?
As people, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely worth a watch, because obviously that's just a brief. It's just hour and a half full of
madness, really, isn't it?
So he did only get sentenced for 2 years once.
Yeah, he didn't do 4 years.
No, but I've not heard anything of him since. But in that, I'm sure at the end of that documentary, it does tell you that he's been sentenced, or he was accused anyway. That's how I learnt about that, by watching that programme, and at the end it does tell you that.
Okay.
And it tells you what they think is why he's doing it. I know you can't tell what a bit of a wrong-un looks like, but he comes across as a bit mental, like, with all the stuff that's happening to him, but you would if that was happening to you. He doesn't seem, like I say, he doesn't seem like he's into any of that, but you never know, do you? So, but yeah, definitely worth a watch, that one.
Very interesting. Faye, have you got something for us?
Following on nicely to the aliens. What's tickled my fancy this week is I got sent a little TikTok video. You know how I love a TikTok. And it was regarding the stone portals that have been found. Let me read out.
Go on.
As good as Marie.
Tell us your story.
Don't repeat yourself.
I'll try not to, but I've got lots of little stars and things in here. So, in the early 1900s, a series of remarkable stone structures were discovered in remote locations around the world. These amazing artifacts, known as stargates, captivated the imagination of archaeologists, historians, and conspiracy theorists alike. The patterns and symbols on them and their true purpose still remain a mystery. And you need to Google, to be honest, if you're listening, you need to Google the so you can actually see them, because they are quite amazing things, you know. Ancient folklore spoke of these stargates were devices used by ancient civilization from distant solar systems to travel across the cosmos. But by the 1950s, almost all of the stargates had disappeared without a trace, fueling government cover-ups and hidden agendas. Some theorised the governments from around the world had systematically confiscated stargates and concealed them in top-secret facilities. The whereabouts remain unknown.
Oh, that was in the 50s, was it?
By the 1950s. Almost all of them are gone, and you'd understand if you saw the pictures and the photos of them, you'd see, you understand why. They're not little, they're not like, they're big.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Big walkthrough type circles, you know what I mean? They're not little things that you could just cover up and take away.
Stargate, aren't they?
I've never watched that.
Yeah, that's what
I should, really shouldn't have.
Yeah. There's a film as well, wasn't there?
Yeah.
With, what's his name?
Kurt.
Mike out of Neighbours. What's his name?
I don't watch Neighbours.
He was, he did.
God, I said I don't watch Neighbours.
Not now. I bet he did back in the day.
No, I was the other one.
What's his name?
What was the other one?
Mr. Bishop.
No.
I don't know.
Mike is a... oh, my God.
I know you're about.
Guy.
Guy, yeah.
Guy, something.
Was in Stargate?
Yes, I think he was.
I thought it was... What was his name?
He was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert as well.
I don't know his name.
I don't know.
Kurt Russell was in the original Stargate.
No, Guy Ritchie was married to Madonna.
Was he? I don't know, I'm just doing that.
I don't know. He wasn't in Stargate.
I thought he was.
The original Stargate movie, it's quite old now. Kurt Russell was in that.
They must have done another one then. He was definitely in it, though. It wasn't one of the main characters. I'm just saying he was in it. What's his name?
Sorry, Faye.
No, you were just... I'm just trying quickly reading through me little notes. So.
Guy Pearce.
Was he in Neighbours?
Yeah, he was in Neighbours.
Yeah, he was in Neighbours.
And Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Have you watched that film, Faye?
No.
I bet you've watched that,
haven't
you?
I haven't. Honestly, cross my heart.
Have you not?
No.
It's good. I like it. It's a good film.
I haven't.
Anyway, go on, carry on, Faye.
So that was portals. What do you think of them? What are they? What is a portal? I've seen it described as an extraordinary opening in space or time that connects travellers to different realms. Is that about right?
Yeah.
I think there's the different types of portals, because I know in the paranormal ghost hunty type, we think of portals as sort of a gateway between...
Still an opening, a channel,
isn't it? Sort of a gateway between...
I think the difference between the paranormal portals is they kind of... The paranormal portals are a little bit wishy-washy, because they like kind of just can appear just in midair, whereas those portals are actually made of stone.
The structure.
I've been watching something today.
Okay.
TikTok.
Yeah. No. I then ventured onto YouTube.
Oh, you're slumming it.
Yeah. I ventured onto YouTube.
Yeah.
And there was a program on there. And they've got a drone, as we were talking about, that could do these 3D
mapping.
They mapped the area and then put all these pictures together. and there was two things that were up in the air, but you couldn't see it with your naked eye.
Okay.
But the
is it LIDAR? Is it the LIDAR?
I was going to say LIDAR.
What's that?
LIDAR.
What's LIDAR?
It actually scans underneath. It scans the area, but it looks underneath the soil and through the trees, and it actually finds
That's what they were doing.
LIDAR.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
LIDAR.
It was actually.
Yeah. Why didn't you say that?
Yeah. Yeah. However, I also, on YouTube, I got digging then because I really liked it. So there was there's been loads, because when I got on YouTube, one's been found in Portugal recently. Recently, in the last 20 years, they've got pictures on there of them in the cave, not cave settings, like mountain settings. You can see half or one left and things like that. But I was quite intrigued because it said there's a secret stargate that's found in a sacred Egyptian temple. And when I got into that was really interesting.
What temples are?
Wait, it's got something to do with Seti, is it? And Seti, was it the main object there was to bring back the power of the gods?
Okay.
And apparently inside this Egyptian temple, it served as a place, it said, where you were able to jump in and out of time and space in the middle of this temple.
Okay, cool.
Oh, Marie, get yourself on YouTube and have a look at that.
See, a lot of us investigators believe that mirrors can be portals to the spirit world, but we're talking sort of time travel, do you think, or is it?
I don't know whether it's time travel or not. I don't know.
Is it? Well, yeah, probably, or just to another universe, or
yeah. And NASA have funded a researcher at the University of, is it Lower? And he's apparently figured out how to find them, these portals or something like them. And I really can't go into that because I couldn't understand what they were saying when I was watching it. I know they're called X points, electron diffusion regions, and it's in between the Earth and the Sun. Okay. The electromagnetic fields.
Is it Iowa?
No, Lower.
Lower.
LOWA, I think it said.
That could be Iowa.
It's where the magnetic field of the Earth connects to the magnetic field of the Sun, creating an uninterrupted path from our own planet to the Sun's atmosphere 93 million miles away. Mm. Well, but if you're a flat earther, Nick, it's not 93 million years.
No.
Let's not do this again.
No, but the only thing I think about with that is, is that Stargate only working in our solar system kind of thing? Because obviously if we're flying through space, then and things are flying in different directions, surely it would have to keep up with the movement of the whole universe, wouldn't it? If you could actually travel anywhere in the universe and the universe was moving. So if it was always moving, then it's some equipment.
It said most portals are small and short. Do you want me to read? Let me try and read out what I've put here. Yeah. See if it makes sense to you two, because it didn't make sense. It did when I was watching it, but
why don't you read it?
Yeah, read it out.
So, NASA's Themis spacecraft and Europe's cluster probes suggest that these magnetic portals open and close dozens of times each day. They're typically located a few tens of thousands of kilometres from Earth. Most of these portals are small and short-lived, others are vast and sustained. Energetic particles can flow through the openings, so they heat up the Earth's atmosphere, sparking geometric storms and igniting bright polar auroras. And it was showing you how you can see the auroras when it's... So if you see the auroras, there's a bloody portal somewhere.
Okay.
Get in it. Get in it. 2014, the mission that NASA's thing was sent up, should have done, but it was actually sent up in 2015. So they have got stuff up there looking for it. The mission was called MMS. Planned mission was. Did you like that?
Yeah, it was nice.
Was it a bit interesting?
Yeah, it was nice, yeah. Nice, enjoyed that. Nice. So do you think the Northern Lights then could be
portals?
portals or something, instead something to do of.
With, well, it's the electromagnetic field, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. All that, what you said about all that flowing through, and
yeah,
that was a bit like the Portaloos at
Portaloos
at Stonehenge. They weren't very good, really.
Did they?
There was a lot of mess and a lot of energy.
Are you trying to say my story wasn't?
There's a lot of energy. I'm telling you that.
Did they have matter flowing through?
You should have to have a shower after you had a shower.
Say this for me, Nick. Paranormal pyramids.
Paranormal pyramid people.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So what have you got then, Nixie?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Well, you've always got something interesting, Nick, to say.
About
you. Yeah, the one with the caveman things was interesting.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I did pinch that off somebody else.
Well, that's where we get them all from, really, isn't it? They're all other people's stories.
I tell you what is interesting. Have you seen that video on Netflix? About the abductions in Birmingham.
No.
Is it Birmingham? With the woman with the big bouffant thing.
Oh, I've seen it.
But she only gets abducted when she's eating KFC chicken.
She's abducted.
Don't she?
She's cracking.
Listen, she's crackers. I need to get her on a phone call on the podcast. I need to.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
What's it called? It's another program on Netflix.
It's been on a while because I saw it the other day and I thought, "Ooh, that looks interesting." I watched it, and as soon as I put it on, I saw that woman walking down the street with that big hair. Thought, oh Jesus! Yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah,
I switched it off. So it's not.
No, it's mad. It's madness. Absolute madness.
Watch it once, but you wouldn't want to watch it a second time.
So there's a lady that regularly gets abducted by aliens.
Yeah, but it only happens when she's eating, or it usually happens when she's eating KFC.
Well, would you not just not eat KFC?
No, I think she likes it.
Oh, was it the hot wing?
She was ace, wasn't she?
Yeah, she only gets abducted when she's got a bargain bucket.
Yeah.
Did she have a connection? Did she come up with a connection between the eating of KFC and the abductions?
Yeah, it just happened when she was eating fried chicken.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't really, I don't. Like
did you watch all of it?
I shouldn't have done because it wasn't that good. But as Lisa will tell you, if I start watching something, even if it's total shit, I have to watch it till the end. I have to watch it all. Yeah. Yeah, it was crap, wasn't it?
Yeah, really bad.
But it's a good watch, actually.
Was it need to watch it. Was it crap or was it a good watch?
Both.
Right. Yeah. Oh.
It's like a lot of things, isn't it?
Yeah, you need to see. It's something you need to see, should I say.
It's a must watch.
You won't watch it a second time, though. But
I've watched it twice.
And what's it called?
Because I couldn't believe what I was watching the first time, so I had to have another look.
I bet you went down KFC, didn't you? You got yourself a bucket.
Yeah, but I didn't get abducted.
We've had Kentucky twice, 2 weeks on the chat, Marie. We've never had a sesh, have we?
Well, to be fair, it feels like we've been abducted sometimes when we sat here doing
this. Oh, no. So, you love it, don't you?
Oof.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know.
God, Marie, I want to believe.
Mm-hmm. What else then?
So have you got anything, Nick?
Me?
Yeah.
Wow.
You did have.
Wow. I did have a little story I found about... Stan Romanek, have you heard about Stan Romanek?
I don't know.
Yes, that's what I had. But yeah.
Do you believe in a portal?
Portals, I believe in portals. Where? I believe that the Iraq War was fought over portals.
Do you
believe that?
Iraq.
Because that's one of the theories about the giants and the portals, that's what they went for.
Iraq kept popping up in these portal stories, funnily enough.
It makes sense from being in the desert, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's just because it's in the desert in that film I've seen with Guy.
No, most of them are in the sand. Most of them with pictures are in like sand dunes and sandy.
You need to find out what film you're talking about because Guy Pearce was not in Stargate.
I think he was. He was a doctor at the beginning of it.
Stargate. Do you know how old Stargate is?
It might be a remake.
It's still going, isn't it, though, Stargate? Stargate Atlantis.
It might not be Stargate.
Simpsons. Simpsons.
He was in something like that. Honest, he was. He was in, like, an old building.
He was in that Prometheus. That's quite a new film, and he's a doctor in that.
Does he die near the beginning?
He's not very good if you die at the beginning of a film, are you?
I don't know what film you think.
Sean Bean died at the beginning of what's it, did he? Game of Thrones.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Oh. And he advertises Yorkshire tea, can't get any better than that. Okay. Gone, haven't we? No. Well, eh?
1994 Stargate was out.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he was alive then.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Neighbours was in the 80s.
But he wasn't in it.
Did he have a guest Stargate appearance?
Yeah, I think so, mate. He didn't want to be mentioned.
Mm. I'm looking. I don't know why. I don't even know why I'm looking. I'm sure.
Did he have one of them masks on and big helmet things?
Show me what Stargate.
He might have been an alien.
No, he wasn't.
With the things on.
Stargate, it's quite an old film. It's got Kurt Russell in it. Do you know Guy Pearce?
That was ace, wasn't
it?
Well, he's not in it.
No, I don't think so.
You'll have to show me a picture.
Have you seen Momentum? Where he tattoos all them names all over him because he can't remember anything.
No.
God, have you seen anything?
No.
What else was he in?
Always cleaning.
Shall I see Priscilla? At least you know your place.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, him, yeah, he was Neighbours, yeah.
Let me see. That's him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, not him. He was in Stargate, I'm sure.
He wasn't in Stargate.
Well, he was in something where there was a Stargate.
He was in a film called The Time Machine.
That's it.
What else was he in? He was in Prometheus, which is a bit alien-y.
Yeah.
There's another one called The Infernal Machine. Don't know what that's about. He's been in...
Infernal.
He's been in Covenant, an alien. Alien Covenant. He's been in that film. So,
well, you can understand, can't you, where I'm getting mixed
but
up?
But none of them are Stargate.
Or for his library, of his film library. He's been in an alien Stargate. Yeah, he's been in a portal. And he's got a grip.
So are we deciding that there is such things as portals?
No.
I'm going to say yes.
Where did he go?
How do you think the aliens contacted them? They must skip through a portal, surely.
No, I do.
Through Portel.
What was that TV programme where the dinosaurs used to come through? Can you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Primeval, wasn't it?
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking of that.
I was thinking of Journey to the Centre of the Earth or something like that.
It was a series where they got something through different each week.
Dinky the Dinosaur, I was thinking of.
Do you think that many people believe that that's how the Bigfoot travel? In and out by portals?
Maybe, probably, but not by them portals.
This is what I'm saying, there's different types of portals.
Yeah, because the paranormal portal is literally opens up in the corner of someone's bedroom or a bathroom or...
Or in a mirror.
Yeah, or a mirror or something like
that.
Is
there a reason where they just turn up in places like that? And is it a one-off?
Are you talking about these stone ones?
The paranormal ones?
Yeah,
where they just open up.
Are people
channeling that? Are people asking for a portal?
Perhaps it's just something to do with, I don't know.
I think portals can be opened up with different rituals and things like that, maybe.
Maybe if it opens up
in someone's bedroom, it might only open up once, and then what happens?
Suck the life out of you.
Depends if you go through it or not.
So why would they only open up once in one spot? Do they not
it's
stay?
In
what happens to
didn't
them?
It?
I think the paranormal portals, I don't think we could travel through them.
Get your tennis balls
no,
ready.
No, maybe not. Maybe. But maybe that's somebody who's travelled through an actual stone one and coming out into nowhere. Like I've just said, if we're travelling through space at 18 miles a second... And you jump through a portal.
End up in Asterix, Tunstall.
You could end up anywhere, couldn't
you? Have you ever seen that new film?
Yeah.
What new film?
About the door. So random.
Yeah.
About the door.
About that machine. It's a machine, isn't it?
It's a door.
There's a film about a door.
Yeah, you go through it and it does that.
Does what?
You think where you want to go. No, it's brand new. And
what's it called?
Oh, I've seen it.
The door.
No, not the door.
No, I've seen it advertised.
Yeah, I've watched it.
So it's
is it any good?
So it takes you to wherever you think you want to, whatever you're thinking.
Yeah.
But the jumper was like that, wasn't it?
Who?
Oh, I like jumper. That. I've watched that. I liked that.
Yeah. That was, he thought of wherever he wanted to jump to, and he jumped. And
I haven't seen that.
It's good.
Good film.
Is it called The Portable Door?
That's it.
The Portable Door.
It is, though. It's actually a towel.
Is it not a kiddies thing? Is it a kiddies film?
Listen, don't try and watch it, the standard of films.
I'm just asking. Is it a Disney?
No.
Oh, dear.
Are you sure?
It was all right, okay.
Warner Brothers.
All right.
I don't know what it was. Yeah, it is probably like a teenage film, like, which, you know, I can
tolerate.
I did watch it with Ruby.
Oh, that's okay.
So what do we think then? What do we think about the Stargate ones? Where have they gone? Who's taken them? Where have they gone?
I mean, what was the purpose? I mean, how old have the dated the stone? How old are they? How old are they saying? They must have an idea, these archaeologists and stuff, by...
It's weird they've all gone missing in the 50s, because that's when the UFO sighting started, isn't it?
Right, okay.
Yeah, and maybe that's why when the Iraq War come, when was the Iraq War? Was that... I don't know.
Terrible,
isn't it? Well, I have no interest in war, so, but in the Iraq War, that's when the last so-called reported one was, I would say.
In Iraq?
Yeah. You know, that's a conspiracy theorist again.
Oh, tell us more, like a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit more.
There's giants and stargates, that's what they were.
Have we not... I've turned it down, Marie. Have people not found, like, giant bones and things?
Yeah, but they get taken away, don't they, by maybe the Smithsonian or whoever... Whoever takes
and
them.
Giant skulls and things like that. They have
been found, but then they get squirreled away, and I think
they've gone, disappeared. Almost all of them. There's a trace of a couple.
I mean, those structures are huge.
That's what I mean.
Stone structures, and if they've lasted that long, then they're not just going to all of a sudden crumble over 10 years, where on earth
have they gone? Where have they taken them?
Maybe they've disappeared because they weren't... Well, I'm guessing. Oh, I don't know.
Because they weren't being used?
Yeah, they've sort of just... When they're used, that goes. And it only appears when it's being used.
Mm. And like, if they were like connected in space and time or whatever, and someone took them away, would they actually work in a different place, or have they got in the place where they were built? That's what I would have thought. Mm. They would.
Or are they just in places that people have come in? So, you know, like if somebody's travelled and somebody's landed there, that's where it is because they've stepped out of it. So that's why it's there.
Yeah, because they were always in remote places.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So always in remote places.
Right, okay.
They weren't like dropped in the middle of Anley or anything.
No. They mostly in the deserts and stuff like that.
Remote places.
And
in
jungles and forests.
But all around the world, not just in... All around Europe, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
There's loads of them.
Yeah. This is why they're saying by the 1950s, they'd all disappeared. Almost all disappeared.
Is there any there now still?
There's traces. I was looking at the one that they were showing that was in Portugal, and there was I can't remember the other place. It was like in the rock formation. You could see that it was
still resembles it like.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it was actually in the rock. That would have been old, haunted.
Mm.
Really old.
Interesting.
We could be like them. That monolith that somebody put up, that metal monolith, did you see it? It was in a remote desert thing.
Didn't they start?
And then they started
cropping up all over the place.
Yeah, after that.
And then they all disappeared. They all got...
But they said they reckon that first one, because they found it flying over the desert in an helicopter and they saw it, so they landed and found out. But they said that that was some, they put it down to some art installation, but it had actually been there 4 years. I don't know how they knew it'd been there 4 years, but
in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, but it wasn't just in the middle of a desert. It was like in like a open air cave, if that makes sense. Like a
crater.
It was in like a crater. Right, so to get in there, they were saying that they would have had to put it in there by helicopter.
Well, why would anybody install a piece of art in the middle of a desert for nobody to see?
I don't know. And after that was on tally, they popped up everywhere, all over the world.
And then disappeared.
Yeah. Obviously, the ones that popped up everywhere, probably just copycat bloody things.
Mm.
Yeah, see, that's hard. That looks high as well, that does.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Very interesting, Faye.
I know. It tickled my fancy this week.
Excellent.
Well done. Yeah. That was very, very good.
Yeah.
Well done to me.
I started
me
off
Faye
buying some blusher off TikTok and then.
Wow.
But that could have been attached to one of these buildings that they're saying that are melted. You know, the melted rock. I've seen some. I know you're going to roll your eyes at me again, aren't you?
What's melted?
Why?
Because there's some buildings that they're saying have melted rock that are, they're melted buildings. And some of them look like melted buildings. You can see, like,
how have they melted? What?
I don't know. I don't know what they why they're saying they melted, but I don't know whether I don't know. I don't know why they were saying they melted, but they've. If you look into Tartaria.
Oh yeah.
That's what they're saying. They're all Tartarian buildings, and they've been melted.
There's a guy on TikTok that does that, and he always starts off going, "Oh my days." have you watched? I've sent you a few of them. Yeah. He always says Tartarians.
I know what you're on about. Yeah. It's good. Mm. Yeah, but they do look like melted buildings, some of them. Some of them obviously just look like manky old rocks and stuff, but yeah, it's good.
There was a little video on there as well, not TikTok, on the YouTube, as I was going through, about it was showing you how they think that the, that was dead interesting as well, how the pyramids would take off, lift and go.
I've got a question.
Go on.
Do you actually do any work?
I was at home this afternoon because I had to have half day. I was going to Stafford Hospital, thank you, Nick.
Thank you very much.
While I'm at work...
TikToking it. Well done to me and you for having stories.
Yeah, well done for you too.
Moaning at me for getting. I was told I got to do my own work. And the task given, I tried my bestest, and now you're slagging me off.
It was very interesting. Not,
I'll be honest with you, what you've just said there, I shall be
looking into it.
I will, yeah.
It's really interesting. There's many, many rabbit holes as well. Unfortunately, with that, you end up with 3 hours worth of TV or something video.
Nice one. That's something different, wasn't it?
Yeah. Good.
Mm. Excellent.
Find a portal.
Yeah.
Summon one, Nick.
Yeah, if it was that easy.
Would you go through it?
I'd have to.
Not knowing 100%. What, where, why, if a portal opened, would you go through it?
What about if you could just stick your head through, have a look? No? One arm?
Well...
Can you?
I don't know. Because there was a guy called Mad Malcolm Markey. I think that was his name. I think I got it
Mad Malk?
Right. Yeah. And he built a portal out of something like a... It was out of electrical bits and pieces, and he jumped through that, and no one ever saw him again.
It was on a cliff.
No. No, it's proper. You can look it up. It's a proper...
Is that him just disappeared?
Wasn't
anybody there with him?
No, he was...
How do we know then?
Before he jumped through, he said he was on... Art Bell show, coast to coast, because he actually got done for nicking Transformers from a place where he worked, I think, and he got arrested and whatever. I think he got sent to prison, and then when he came out, he acquired more of these Transformers to build this Jacob's Ladder, and it was a big thing. It was put up with scaffolding, so it's quite high. So, you know, if you can jump through that, you're bloody high up. So if it doesn't work, you better make sure you've got something soft land on, or it's not good for you anyway. But he used to throw things through, like nuts and bolts and spanners and bits of tools and stuff, and they'd appear up the road. He'd find him up the road.
So if he jumped up, why didn't we find him up the road? Well, if that's what the portal was.
He disappeared, he disappeared. But they found somebody on a beach inside a metal tube, and dead, obviously. But they found him on this beach, and they think that was him in this tube.
But they couldn't identify him.
I don't think they ever did, I don't know. But that's what the theory is, that he jumped through, he disappeared, and then I don't know how long later they found somebody in a tube buried on a beach.
So would that... Can this be, this portal thing, be like the what's it? Oh, look, I've lost it now. My brain fog.
What?
You know, like, what planes fly through? What is it called? Bermuda Triangle, that's it, yeah. Do you think that's like something like that?
Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. I used to think. I used to believe in the globe Earth. No, but when I used to believe in the globe Earth, if you put a pole through the Bermuda Triangle, it comes out at the Devil's Triangle off the coast of Japan. So I used to think maybe that used to be the North and South Pole, because if you put a pole through, if it's energised, like, I would just think, I wonder if that used to be the poles before pole shifted.
How does that marry up to how things just go missing in those triangles?
I don't think they do.
Oh, don't you?
No, maybe not.
How come nothing will fly through then?
They do fly through.
Aren't there quite a few famous cases of planes completely going missing and never being found?
And ships. Ships. I've seen the explain with the bubbles and the loses buoyancy and whatever. But I think it's just rumours. Because
everyone lies.
No. Yeah, well... Could do. They found the space shuttle down there, haven't they?
Down where?
And that's because
down
in the Bermuda Triangle, there's a space shuttle that they lost. They found the wings. I watched a diving program.
In
the ocean on the bottom
floor.
Right.
Okay.
They've dived down and they found these set of wings. And as soon as I saw them, I thought them were the shuttle wings. And later on in the show, They went to NASA and they confirmed that they were the missing shuttle wings.
So why are they there then?
One of the shuttles that exploded. I don't know if it was the.
So why is that so? A shuttle exploded and they found the wings in the bottom of the ocean. Why is that such a big thing?
Because that's where all the rockets end up.
What, in the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah, you know when you watch the I don't laugh.
I'm not laughing. I'm trying to understand.
When you watch a rocket launch, the rocket doesn't go straight up.
No, I know, it arcs.
It goes
over
like a golf ball, and you hit a golf ball. And when it takes off from Cape Canaveral or wherever, and it goes up, when it's supposed to, when they're saying it arcs like that, they're saying it's going that way to escape the pull of the Earth.
Okay.
But it arcs over. It doesn't go anywhere. It goes arcs over and lands in the Bermuda Triangle.
Is that for a reason, though? Is that why they use it? And they don't want people messing about with it?
What, every single rocket that's ever launched arcs over and lands in the Bermuda Triangle, so none of them ever go to space? Is that what you're saying?
Listen.
Oh, please don't go here, Nick. Please.
Oh, come on.
Not again.
No,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
But they've only found one set of wings.
Yeah, because there's only been the how many has there exploded? Two. The Challenger, weren't they? And was it Challenger? Exploded. Did it, I think. I can't remember what the other one was. The Columbia. Columbia exploded with, mm-hmm. with them seven astronauts on. And the NASA told these divers that they didn't know where these wings were, but they recovered all the bodies.
From the Bermuda Triangle?
Not, I don't know where they found the bodies, but they recovered all the bodies off that shuttle launch.
Well, I've seen videos, they're still alive.
Well, yeah, that's another theory, but that's what they're saying.
Don't tell me about that.
They're still alive.
All them people.
Are they?
Yeah.
Didn't they go in it then?
No, I don't think so.
They walked in to the door, then there's a left tick.
But it's really uncanny. Well, the pictures are really, really uncanny. They're
not just pictures.
The photos of
them. Yeah, but it's not just photographs. They've got the same names and everything.
Oh, no, a couple have changed, haven't they? One was a teacher teaching at... It's really interesting, yeah. That is, because the pictures are really uncanny.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
God, everything's a lie.
Everything's a lie. It's like the Truman Show.
Everything. It is, Truman Show.
So the anyway, the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
It's a triangle.
Mm. Why do things get lost in it? You say they don't.
No, I wouldn't say they don't, but... I would say it's, I don't know, scare tactics or something, or just excuses.
For what,
lie,
though? Scare tactics for what? Because they don't want you to find all the shit they've put down.
Don't go in there. Keep away from it, because you might get lost. Or you might find,
when as a matter
or
of
you
fact,
might find our old rockets and stuff that we've dumped there.
Right, okay.
Mm. You should watch some of Neil deGrasse Tyson's.
Don't start me on anything else, jeez.
No, he's not a flat earther.
I've got
totally
loads of cleaning due. I haven't got time.
He was explaining to this other guy about where space is, where space starts, and it's just dead. It's the satellite. All the satellites and the space station are not in space, and he says a lot of astronauts hate him when he says stuff like that, because they tell everybody that they've been into space and they haven't been into space, and he's not a flat earth, he's a globalist or whatever you want to call him, a globy, or, and he says astronauts do not go into space. Low earth orbit.
Low earth orbit?
Yeah.
Is that because of the firmament?
I would say so. Yeah, but we're not going down that way. Every show, you're turning every show into a flat earth show.
Marie. We need some proper flat earthers.
Marie sat there, she's ticking.
Ticking time bomb. She's a ticking portal.
Edge going.
Oh, dear.
So then, Marie, portals.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you think?
These that you've brought up tonight, I find them really interesting, because they're big structures. They're heavy.
It's the patterns as well, because they don't understand what they mean.
Yeah. I mean, they were there for a reason, weren't they?
But where have they all gone? And why? And how can you hide them? Don't know.
Yeah, very interesting. I do believe in paranormal portals. Mm. I don't know how it's made. I don't know if it's a build up of energy of some sort, but I do believe that there is, you know, some sort of paranormal portal that either occurs naturally or can be evoked in some way. I do believe that, but those, Faye, are very interesting.
Mm.
And I think I might even
they
read
might
a bit
tickle
about
your
them
fancy
myself.
This week, might they?
Yeah, I might even read a bit about them myself. Yeah, very interesting.
Mm.
Excellent.
Cool.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think.
Are we done?
It was good,
yeah. It was good.
I believed it, though, I think. Yeah. That was cool. Good as my intro, but it was pretty good.
What about a goodbye then, Nick?
I can't just do it on the. What's it like that?
No,
can you not?
Weeks
off
and
the
weeks
cuff.
And weeks,
weeks
of
planning.
Research and
planning.
Do that. Voice training and all
voice
that.
Voice training.
Goggles in front of the mirror and all sorts of.
That's it.
Well, thanks for listening.
Go find your paranormal portal.
Yeah.
Paranormal portal.
You paranormal people.
Yeah.
And you won't find them at Portel. Okay, we'll leave it at that one. Yes. Thanks for listening. Goodbye. If you got this far, goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye.